Hey guys, long time no podcast. Welcome to my podcast. I know it's been like forever. I think this is one of the longest I've stayed this long before recording. The last time we were here, we were talking about Valentine and I was busy churning out the best of love songs. Once again, thanks to all my supporters and listeners. You guys have been there. Come rain, come shine. Whether I'm there or not, I do not take your support for granted. And I want to say a big thank you. A whole lot has been happening, you know, like, I mean, it is me, right? Somehow I just seem to attract drama even without doing so much. So a whole lot has been happening, and amongst which I reunited with a cousin. In fact, we've been in the same, you know, choir group in the church for months, and only just 2 weeks ago, we found out we're cousins, like blood cousins. And yes, I'm still trying to like recover from that shock. But I mean, it's fun to like meet your loved ones, your family. Actually, it's especially when you never knew from the outset that, oh my God, this person is related to me and all that. So yes, a whole lot has been happening. I think you guys can go ahead and call me drama queen. I mean, I've gotten that tag for years, right? But in my head, I'm like, I don't know. Well, yes, feel free to tag me the drama queen, because somehow drama finds me even without me doing so much. Yes, it's been forever and a day since I recorded a podcast. And something happened and it's still happening that's going to inform this podcast. I'm like, you know what? I got to talk about this, because sometimes when I go on a rant cruise or a cruise rant or what have you on my WhatsApp status, you know, people laugh and kiki, not knowing that I'm being serious. And yes, I mean it. And I decided to like morph that into our topic for today. Yes. And yeah. And you know how it is, of course, one of the branches of relationships. So yes, as usual, I would just find my way to the relationship talk. But you know, I would not say the topic yet. And because, you know, in true fashion, we're going to go on a very short break. And when I come back, we'll just talk about these, because I really don't know what's happening. I'm about to like yell at the phone at some people and just scream and pull up my hair and say, you know what, beat it. But no, I don't think I would do that. That's why I'm going to be talking about it today. And I want to hear opinions. And you know how you do it, right? You just send a voice message and I would listen to it and use it as a topic, you know, in our future podcast and all that. So yes, do not go nowhere, because I'll be right back. Boom. Lifestyle with Lady Vava. Welcome back. And before I went on a very short break, I talked about today's topic. Though I didn't really like talk about it. I just said it's somewhat related to, you know, it's in the category of relationship. And I was like, there was no way we can kind of like run away from it from my podcast. And even though I'm not a relationship expert, I think 9 out of 10 persons out there has 1 or 2 relationship problems. So we cannot even run away from that. When we talk about every other thing, work, money, business, church, family, career and all that, vacation, and guess what, relationship would always pop up its head. So yes, so a lot has been happening in recent times and I have almost been losing my mind. These atoms are driving me nuts, literally, and I decided to talk about it on today's podcast. So for today's podcast, the topic is dating the talking stage. Oh my world, it took me so much irritation to like, you know what, let me talk about it today on my podcast. Now let's define talking stage. I know, I'm sure everyone knows what that means, but just for the record, I'm going to define it. And, you know, today's young people, right, have a newer label, which is the talking stage. So yeah, that is the definition I'm going to give. And it happens between being introduced to someone and officially dating, and it can involve talking or texting for days, even months. The purpose of the stage is to have the opportunity to get to know someone before committing to a relationship with them. You'll know I've been single for like ever, and I've never really cared, even though the world seemed to be crying more than the bereaved. They seem more concerned that I'm still single than I am more concerned. And I find it really weird, like, guys, just focus on your focus and leave me the hell alone. And then I know my friends have been trying to play Cupid, you know, here and there, trying to like matchmake, blah, blah, blah. Some have introduced me to dating sites and all that. I'm not so big on that because I might be on this dating site and not visit it for like years. And then I just see probably a notification. I'm like, oh, the site still exists, right? And even when I start talking to people, I get bored. So yeah, so for the past weeks now, I've been talking to a lot of guys. Okay, no, scratch that. Not a lot of guys. I've been talking to some guys, right? I mean, we gotta weigh our options, right? And need I say, it has become the most boring and drabbly and dreary and annoying activity I've had to like get myself involved in. Oh my goodness. And I ask, is this what this is all about? Am I supposed to be on the phone for hours on end answering questions I may have answered 1 million times, you know, to other guys? I don't care if you have never answered, you know, giving that answer. Probably we should just make a conference call with all of this men, and you'll just throw the questions. You guys get your questions together and I just answer, because it gets so tiring. You know, I'm sorry, but I've been single for so long that I always forget that, oh, I was actually chatting with someone and probably I did not hit the send button and my phone is blowing up. I'm wondering what's going on here. I'm like, oh, probably it's a new client or an old client trying to recommend me or trying to place an order and all that. And I realize it's some dude I'm talking to and it's like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Oh, why are you ignoring me? Oh, I called it, no pick. I'm like, what up? What is going on here? And I remembered, oh snap, I've been talking to this guy. Oh my God, then how am I supposed to be in a relationship if I don't have such patience and tolerance for this? I'm sorry, it's boring. You know, I check my phone and it's blowing up with calls and messages. Those guys expect me to always have my phone in my hand and reply them like every millisecond. I ain't got time for that. I'm busy, yeah. Sometimes I'm just all swamped and I'm just trying to maneuver through the day, and then you expect me to spend what, long minutes or hours on the phone with you? I'm sorry, I ain't got time for that. You might call me weird, snobbish, or whatever, but no. I just feel this boring. I just feel talking stages or talking stage should be scrapped. I don't know. And who says you must ask all those questions of what's your best color? What's your best food? Don't do that. I believe conversations should have an organic flow. Like, you're just flow. Do not ask me questions like you're an interviewer interviewing me for a job. Don't do that. It's crazy enough that probably when you're meeting the client for the first time, they're asking these questions because they want to be sure that they're dealing with the right person who is genuine, and you have to patiently answer, or you, this is contract, and you know, you have to like convince them that you're the right person for the job. And then boom, you have to insert these dudes in your DMs asking questions. Oh my God. I'm sorry if this sounds really rude or off, but I'm sorry. Sorry, but not sorry though. Talking stage should be scrapped. For real. Like, okay, fine. I know for the sake of, okay, let's get familiar with each other. Let's know what we're getting ourselves into. Before we jump right into a relationship, we got to know more about each other. But I just feel, can this whole questions be scrapped? Like, take it off. I don't care. I don't even want to know what you do. Oh, maybe I would find out somehow as the friendship progresses. How about that? Instead of using one day to know someone who's been on earth for years upon years upon years. How is that even possible? I don't know, but I think this is me just here, you know, trying to rant. Let me say this. Talking stage has become a thing for a lot of people. The Gen Zs, I'm sure they can relate and all that. But the back and forth is draining, it's exhausting, because you're texting, you're calling, you're talking. The most annoying part is when they say, send me your pictures, or what is your best color, what's your favorite color, your best foot. Please don't do that, please. Can't we just go with the flow? And talking stages are hard. I'm sorry, like, I can barely keep up. It's been so hard, like, having to answer those questions. In fact, I'm so scared of opening my phone because of the barrage of messages. I'm like, where do I start from? Or probably I should just put these guys in a group, a broadcast group, and just send broadcast. Maybe. You know that I'm me, right? And I'm not just your everyday regular girl. So you might find this really weird. I don't know, but this is me being sincere. Talking stage, I don't know. Probably there should be like a law where it should have a time limit, like a duration. It should be very short. It shouldn't go on for months upon months. I ain't got time for that. You know, probably like 2 days, like get to know what you gotta know. Like, let's just get into the relationship. I will learn about each other as, you know, we go on. Like, let everything be organic and natural and not forced. So, I'll be getting another short break, and when I come back, we'll just round this off. Seriously, I'm that irritated that I don't think I even want to talk much about this. So, yeah, don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back. Are you looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that will get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vavalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. Welcome back. And before I went on a very short break, I was talking about dating and the talking stage. And of course, I expressed how much I hate that stage. But guess what? It is a very important stage when you are on the verge of getting into a relationship with another human. But I just feel people should be more creative and not be so boring and annoying in that stage. Take, for instance, one of the guys I have been talking to, and the two of us talking, he asked me what my best sexual position was. And I found it very, like, offensive and disrespectful and distasteful. And of course, I called him out on it, and he apologized. I'm like, you can't do that. This is a no-no. And of course, I canceled him, blocked his number, and never spoke with him again. One other person I have been talking to, he's quite shallow and not so bright per se. Then he asked me what one of my dislikes was, and I told him very unintelligent people. And I noticed since then he's been trying to level up And it's been a struggle for him because you cannot give what you don't have. And I told him to take it easy. I mean, the fact that he even like thought about leveling up for whatever reasons, I don't know, probably just to like keep talking with me, which we don't know with time. If he keeps it, he'll get better. But you don't just do that, you know, cold turkey. Just baby steps, yes. Just take it easy and get into it gradually. And, you know, just slowly but surely, right? Good. Much as I am not really a fan of this talking stage, I'll be giving you some tips like what to look out for, aka the green flags, to know that your talking stage is going on well. Yes, I may be throwing the hate campaign out there, but it is what it is. It is an important stage. So yes, for those that are dedicated to it, I gotta help them, right? Good. So 10 notable green flags in the talking stage of dating. 1, your questions are tailored to you. You know what that means, right? The question, that's to say that you're paying attention to details. So they are asking questions, you know, that aligns with what you all have been talking about, what you stand for, and what, you know, you understand me, right? Good. You never run out of things to say. This is where the organic conversations come to play, where you guys just talk about this and that. You know, and it comes where you know something about everything, right? You talk about this and that, that and these, and then you guys are never short of words or conversations or topics. They're being flirtatious. Okay, now, it's okay to be flirtatious, but don't do that on day 2 or day 1. Don't even go straight to asking, what's your best sexual position? There's more to life than just sex in the boudoir. Talk about work, career. Talk about education, music, food, drinks, you know, dinner. Just talk about everything. Leave the sex talk for later, very much later. Well, I mean, when you guys are both very comfortable with each other, and make sure you're both of age to talk about sex. Yes. They respond in a timely manner. Like, most of the guys I've been talking to, I sometimes don't even respond. Or I respond really late. It shows that the talking stage is not going well. But don't get it confused, though. I think there are like 1 or 2 that I'm like, this is looking good. But I just feel talking stage is boring. They are open with you. This is when the person is not very comfortable with you. In fact, you don't need to push or try too hard on their own. They'll just open up and just say, you know, say it all. You know, things they'll tell your best friends and stuff. They are clear about what they want. No dilly-dallying, no beating around the bush. This is what I want. That is because this person is okay with you already and is not ready to, like, you know, just play around, beat around the bush. So, yes, you feel comfortable opening up to them. You know, vice versa, like I said, you're comfortable opening up with you. You're comfortable opening up to them. Pardon me. They speak positively about their family. Yes, that is very profound. A lot of people will be like, how? Yes, I'm sure if I don't like you and I don't want this conversation to continue, I will tell you how nasty my family is. Nobody wants to go into a relationship with someone from a bad family. So, yes. But once someone is really comfortable with you and wants everything to go on well and right, they'll tell you all the good things you need to know about your family. That was really not like, oh, I want you to really, really don't want to be with this person. So, yes, you're welcome, by the way. Like I said, I'm always here for you. I'm still of the opinion that talking stage should be scrapped. Or better still, there should be a law guiding the duration. It should be really short. Because I ain't got time to be looking at my phone every trying to answer questions like it's job interview or whatever, you know. So, yeah. And I just still feel you don't need to like do like 6 month talking stage before you get into it. You can see the talk never ends. It continues even after marriage. You cannot know a human that has been on earth for years upon years within just 1 month or 2 months or 6 months. No, we learn even up until we get old, we'll still learn new things about our partners. So yes, this is where I call it a wrap, you know, and I just decided to put this out there. So I know a lot of those guys will listen to this and they will know that I'm not just being a bad girl or a total biatch. I'm just being real and letting them know that if you want to get my attention in this whole talking stage shebang, just try and be creative and more flexible and, you know, just make it fun. Yes. So from me to you, I'll be saying my goodbyes right now. It was just nice being here again. And I promise I will not, or rather I will try not to stay this long without recording again. So help me God. I miss you all so much and I'm happy I'm recording this. God bless you. And ciao, ciao. Before then, as usual, please, when you go out, always go out with a form of an ID. Still go with your nose masks if you can help it, especially where there's so many people. Go with your hand sanitizers. Be good to people. Don't look for trouble out there. And be safe. So from me to you is ciao, ciao.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. Thank you.